Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome in upstate. It is a Monday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I'm live at Smoke on the Water. Diesel's back at the Health Dare Studios, and we're going to run you up till 7 o'clock. At about 6:50, I go on vacation. So, Diesel, your job today is to get us through that final 9-10 minutes and over the hump. Because while everybody else is going to dive into media days and what we call talking season, as they have officially begun for me down in Hoover, I'm going to get away from it all and let all the talking unfold. Because for me, it begins next Thursday when we're broadcasting live from Panthers training camp over in Spartanburg. So, Diesel, it's here. Football season's here. 47 days away from kickoff. Well, let me rephrase that. Thanks to those stupid Gators and Miami. It is 47 days to the opening weekend. Now, we're not talking about that August 24th day game between Florida and Miami, but we are there. We are there. So we'll talk a lot of things when it comes to college football today. Joining me here at Smoke on the Water later on will be Chris Smith. Tyler Butler will join us. I have my blog up on ESPNUpstate.com. I put an article up every Monday. I'm going to, last week I took some shots at Mark Ryan for the aforementioned Florida-Miami game and why it was all his fault. And if Florida was actually what they used to be, they wouldn't have been looking to move their opener up to the 24th. Well, figure I'd do it again this week. I took a little shot at Tyler. Anybody in Diesel, we were out and about the other night and, Saturday night, I guess, and I texted Tyler and I said, are you at home watching NBA Summer League basketball right now? Because where we were, they had it on in the background. And he said, no, I was actually at a wedding, but if I was home, I'd be watching it. And that was sort of what I needed to get in the right frame of mind. If you're watching Summer League basketball, you're either single, you're waiting on the divorce papers to be signed, or you have no life. That's pretty much it. But I compared it to something else, and it was just simply filler. And we will talk about that when Tyler shows up later on. Also, our question of the day after we open up the phone lines is going to be, who's the sleeper team in your conference, whether you're an ACC fan, an SEC fan, Diesel being a Sun Belt fan. And then we'll also allow you, who's your who is your sleeper nationally as well. So that's kind of what we're going to get into today. We'll also talk a little bit about the British Open in the final hour. And then Coach K's comments on Zion as well. Speaking of coming in early, good, is Tyler Butler, and we'll get to him here in the next segment. But Diesel, how to phrase this in today's hot topic society, do you at times believe in divine interference, that sometimes the storyline can only be something that if you believe, if you're a man of faith and you believe in God, sometimes you realize the only guy that could have pinned this thing is the good Lord himself? Do you believe in that in any type of, I don't want to put you under the spot or anything, but you see where I'm going, and what I'm referencing is Friday night in Tyler Skaggs, the Los Angeles Angels pitcher, who they found, a week before in his hotel room in the middle of the afternoon. He had passed away of natural causes. Well, the L.A. Angels literally played their first home game on Friday night since the passing of Tyler Skaggs, D's. And, you had the All-Star break and everything else in between. But do you believe that what they – have you seen what happened Friday night? Do you know about it? Do you believe a little bit in divine intervention?
Sure. If it advances the story, sure.
All right. Here's the deal. They all wear number 45. the Major League Baseball let the LA Angels on that first game after the All-Star break as they returned where number 45, which is what left-handed pitcher Tyler Skaggs wore. Early in the game, Mike Trout, first of all, they jump out to a 7-run first-inning lead. They finish with 13 runs for the game. 7 runs, 13 hits. You know where they say no runs, no hits, no errors. So 7 runs, 13 total, and that happens to be his birthday, 7-13. All right? Now, Major League Baseball allows them all to wear number 45. Mike Trout, the most seasoned player, the best player for the L.A. Angels, he hits a 454-foot home run in honor of, obviously in his first at bat, in honor of Tyler Skaggs. Number 454. His mom goes out there and throws a perfect strike right down the middle when it comes to the first pitch, you know, the honor. And then how the game closes, a 2-pitcher no-hitter. No hits. 2 pitchers combined. Last time that that had happened in the state was on July 13th. Also happened to be his birthday. Also happened to be the numbers in there. And then finally, the moment when they all go to the mound afterwards and take off their number 45 jerseys and lay it down on the mound. Dude, I got a little chill bumps just thinking about all those numbers and how they worked. Tyler, I went ahead and popped your headset on. I don't think you realized about a couple of those things. But there was just some weird, supernatural, unbelievable moments Friday night that, quite honestly, I think it almost feels like a higher power wrote the script.
Yeah, when you was going over those numbers, that was unbelievable. Like the hit and the two, you know, no hit games, and but still, I didn't know all those stats. That is wow.
I mean, that's eerie, is it not? Again, you know, your runs and hits totaling what his birthday was. Also happens to be the last date that they threw a multi-pitcher no-hitter in the state of California. 454-foot home run when they're all wearing number 45. I mean, at some point you got to just kind of stop and go, is that a fair way of looking at it? So, what an emotional night. And, you know, they said that was one of those evenings, Tyler, that they were still talking about it a couple of days afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's some of the best things about sports. A tragedy can happen that day, and then a miracle can happen later on that night. Just like when Brett Favre lost his father and he had one of the games of his career.
Or how about being dialed in the night that, you know, when you focus on what the task is at hand, what Michael Jordan getting 63 was it that night with the flu?
Yeah, flu game, and, you know, he won the championship on Father's Day, the year that he lost his father. Just stuff like that is just unbelievable.
That's why I say all the time the best stories are true.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we aren't creative enough to come up with those storylines, so – it's going to be interesting. Braves get a sweep to start off with. We'll give Chris Smith some grief here later on, Tyler. But the Braves, 3-0 out of the gate. They now have a 7-game lead on the Washington Nationals and like 8.5 on the Phillies. I mean, man, unbelievable. And you got to go look at the Nationals. They've won 8 out of their last 10 games. They've been the hottest team in baseball since May 24th. They've only made up 1 game on the Braves in the last 10 because the Braves are 7-3. I mean, those two teams continue to push each other. Right now, still, we'll get into it later on, the National League East, all three, both of the wild card spots still, as of today, plus the Braves with the 7-game lead. Who would have thunk it? All right, Tyler, when we get back, we'll go ahead and adjust a little bit. Did see Ben Simmons signed a big contract today. Yeehaw. All right, but I want to get into what Coach K's comments about Zion are. I thought that was pretty telling today, and that's why is this a – again, I'm not knocking the kid. I want him to go on to live up to the hype, Tyler. there's some question marks out there. You know what I mean? There are. Can he live up to the hype? Why? Because you better be 100% devoted to what you're getting into. Speaking of devoted, congratulations real quick. Grady Jarrett, the former Clemson defensive lineman, signs a four-year, $68 million contract, making him the third highest paid defensive lineman in the NFL behind Aaron Donald, number one, with the L.A. Rams, and then Fletcher Cox. So Grady Jarrett, he could have gone for a bigger deal next year. He would have gotten a one-year, $15 million deal. Dude, take the four-year, $68 million. Nobody thought of him in that regard when he came out of Clemson. But, of course, we're going to talk plenty of media days. There is some announcements there. It began earlier today in Hoover for the SEC. Of course, Dan Mullen on the stage right now. Ed Orgeron, Barry Odom have already gone. And we can let you know it's the final year in Hoover. They have announced that they are going back to the College Football Hall of Fame in 2020 for the SEC Media Days, 2021 in Nashville. And now they're actually talking about Charlotte and San Antonio as possible places. So once they hit the road with this show and they find out people are willing to bid money on it to come to their town, guess what, Tyler? It ain't going back to the mall in Hoover, Alabama. You can go ahead and go ahead and mark that one down. What was it now? Hear me now and tell you later, whatever the Hans and Franz were back in the day when it comes to Saturday Night Live. The Braves get a chance tonight. Tonight might be a tough game. They flew in from the West Coast into Milwaukee. They will have a first pitch at 8:10 against the Brewers, who are, again, in second place in the National League Central. But when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. It's my final day before I'm out of here on vacation. All right? But we're going to talk about my blog that's up on ESPNUpstate.com. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to see it, did it make a noise? If nobody's watching, did it really happen? And then finally, immediately when we come back, Zion, Coach K, some pointed comments earlier today. Is this something to watch? Because I personally think it is. 844-GSP, ESPN. We are live in the bar at Smoke on the Water. That's 1 Augusta Street. Come by and see us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. We are live here in the bar area at Smoke on the Water. Tyler Butler's here. You can follow him on Twitter at MySportsCulture. Dude, you were a little worried Saturday night. I was really coming hard after you when it comes to my blog that's up right now on ESPNUpstate.com. We'll get to that in a minute because I actually texted you Saturday night to find out what you were up to once the idea kind of started coming together. But what do you make of Coach K's comments earlier today about Zion Williamson? Because, listen, let me also – because I know we're on up in Spartanburg. Mm-hmm. I want Zion to be successful.
We all do.
There are a lot of people – that think I am a LeBron hater, and it may be a little bit of the truth when it comes to LeBron because he jumped around, you know, found his championships. Now, you know, a lot LeBron has a little bit of the pig pen in him. If you remember that character from Peanuts, it had the dirt cloud that kind of followed him around. Wherever LeBron goes, kind of like that little dirt cloud's following around. But Coach K has been a huge protector of Zion Williamson. Is that fair?
No, that's true.
Coach K said he should have never played summer league basketball. This is actually how much praise Coach K has given Zion. He said it, quote, a gift from God, end quote. Talking about his body, his physique, his generational abilities. He only scored 10 points in his he scored 10 points in his only NBA Summer League game, all five on dunks. Then he bangs his knees. He's out. This is what Coach K said. I thought he should have never played just because he's been on the circuit of awards. Said that he was playing at least 20 pounds overweight during the summer league. Quote, I don't think he's in the playing shape or the I don't think he's in playing shape or mental shape to play NBA. Said he was 6'7", 285, 290, at least 20 pounds overweight. That wow. is a concern to me. Now, most 19-year-olds, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Tyler. And even if he's been on the award circuit, I can buy into that X amount until what you and I were discussing right here during the break. Every one of these hotels that he's staying at has a world-class gym and a pool. They're five-star hotels. It's not like he can't get up in the morning and go get on the treadmill or the elliptical or something. But does it concern you, as our NBA expert here on Straight Up with Sturge, that this is a case with Zion? Because at times it feels like only injuries can hold him back, but it also it feels like he may let that be the case.
Yeah, well, that was my main concern with Zion, and I am a fan, and locally we all are rooting for the kid. But when they came out and said he was the second heaviest player in the NBA already, and that was before the extra 20 pounds, that concerned me because his style of play is mostly athleticism and jumping and dunking. When you come down with that much weight on your knees, that can have a long-lasting effect. I'm hoping it don't, and I'm sure they'll have them right by the time training camp roll around. But that is a ton of weight to be coming down on your knees.
Well, the other thing is, can your body handle these 20-pound gains in the long run? That can be as dangerous on the heart as anything. If you lose it, then gain it back, and then lose it, then gain it back, that's rough on the heart, all right? I've seen it happen to people close to me from experience. So, in my opinion, Zion at 19 years old is going to have that ability, that need to get up and do a little workout every single day and not let it go 3 weeks, because we don't know what his body's going to mature into. Why? Like you said, we hadn't seen it. He's already the second highest. Now maybe the heaviest. You go back and look at, you know, who is he? Is he a combination of Charles Barkley, Grandmama, Larry Johnson, and maybe Anthony Mason all rolled up into one? Maybe. But guess what? We don't have any numbers, any data to let us know how he's going to transition from 36 games in the college season to 82 in the regular season, then 2 months of playoffs.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people were comparing him to Charles Barkley because, you know, Barkley was kind of heavy set at times. Not fat by any stretch, but he was nicknamed the round mound of rebound.
Mm-hmm.
But Barkley didn't jump nowhere near to the level Zion could jump.
Barkley wasn't considered the number one draft pick. Barkley wasn't considered a generational player, the first really generational player that we've had come along since LeBron. You know what I mean? Barkley was on a good team at Auburn that never lived up to his capabilities, that he had a really good you know what you need to be successful? Yeah. You need a wingman. He had a really good one. I'm sure you know the name for more reasons than just one, but Chuck Person, who just got himself in trouble with the whole in the FBI, you know, college basketball thing. He did not have the same amount of expectations put on him as Zion has coming out.
Yeah, they are tremendous expectations. Definitely on the level of LeBron, because that's where the comparison is. They're saying he's the most hyped player since LeBron James. And it's been maybe more because Twitter and Instagram wasn't around when LeBron was a high schooler. Yeah, the hype was there. But, I mean, Zion's mixtape in high school was like no other I've ever seen. And with the age of social media, the hype has expanded. So with the expectations of all the hype being the number one overall pick, and I don't want to say the kid is going to have a weight problem because I think it's too early to say, but already being the second heaviest player, it concerns me a little.
Yeah, it does me because he's 19, all right? Diesel, you know as well as I do, you are not going to have the physique. I mean, now granted, yours developed a lot through your love of working out, training, CrossFit, that kind of thing, Diesel. But you know where you were at 19 in Boone and where you were at 23, 24. Were two you're still growing. We don't even
really know
what the stopping point is for Zion. So, Diesel, you know more about nutrition and things of that nature than I do. Is this a concern? Because we don't know. We don't have anybody we can point to and go, this is what happened to them.
Well, sure. That's all things that I learned later in life. You know, I didn't. Nobody teaches you those things. You know, everybody jokes about, oh, there's this whole thing called the freshman 15, and everybody's going to put on weight, a little bit of weight in college. They tell you that in a joking way. Your friends will tell you that. Your parents will tell you that. People you knew from your hometown will tell you that. But not once in any course that I ever took in college did they say, hey, we understand you're probably going to do some partying around here. We understand that you're going to be put under a lot of stress. We understand that you are changing your eating habits from having mom cook meals for you growing up to now you're on your own going and doing these things. So that's why so many kids put on weight in college, because they're not taught how to properly maintain that or how to understand what's going to happen to them if they do decide to eat nothing but Pop-Tarts every meal for an entire semester. So it seems like Zion's going through a little bit of that. It's they sort of let him out into the world. You know, when you're a world-class athlete at a major university like Duke or any school, really, a lot of them have nutrition programs that they tell you what to eat, when to eat it, et cetera, et cetera. They don't do that when you're out on the road doing a media blitz. So he's put on weight because he's kind of discovering this on his own for the first time at, what is he, 18 years old?
He's 19. So we'll give him that, and he's still got a way to go. And, of course, if you want to read this article, it's at usatoday.com. The headline says, Zion is not in quote-unquote playing shape, Coach K says. And here's the thing, guys, Diesel, with what you were just saying, and Tyler, let me see if you can buy what I'm selling here. He needs to hire a nutritionist because, number one, you can't let this sink. But think about where he's living, New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you eat some of the food in New Orleans, you could put even more weight on. So I think it's going to be, A, imperative for him, but B, imperative for the Pelicans too, to make sure that he maintains and he works out. And that once he gets in the routine, Diesel, I think his body will crave it. I think he's got a little bit of Herschel Walker in him. Herschel will let you know, I never lifted weights once. He was just naturally that gifted.
Yeah, and I think the Pelicans, they know that this could be an issue. So I'm sure once he gets in and training camps roll around this summer, and by August, definitely October playing time, he'll be in great shape. They'll get him a nutritionist and get him back in line.
All right, well, I wish him nothing but the best. But, again, it's fascinating because he is so unique. We don't really have anything that we can point to and go, well, this is what happened. You know, give me a 7-foot. I can likely tell you a better scenario for Taco Fall due to his size. Eventually, his knees probably give out. Look at the Greg Odens. Look at the Waltons. We have more data points for guys that are 7'2", 7'4", 7'5".
Feet too.
Than we do for 6'7", 285 pounds. 844 GSP ESPN. Bring it to us straight up. Do you agree? Is there a problem? Because when I come back, I'm going to identify a problem. I'm going to give my buddy Tyler some help here. Back off, because if nobody's watching, does it really even matter? You can go check out my blog at ESPNUpstate.com. It's about NBA Summer League basketball and what I compared it to. We'll get into that when we come back, and then it's all college football from that point on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey guys, before we go any further, real quick, Tyler Diesel, all of our listening audience, reach out if you say a prayer if you can. One of our good friends, one of our listeners, Michael Dukes, lucky to be alive. Had an incident last week. He wasn't feeling well. Tried to get himself to the doctor. Did not make it. Woke up after surgery. They're like, one more hour and you wouldn't have made it. So, Big Mike, get better. Let's go have some fun when you get back. But just glad everything is looking better. Also, Tyler, you know I can't leave town without doing something stupid, right? You know, I go on vacation here in – so I told Diesel, y'all somehow are responsible for the last 10 minutes of the show. So I go on vacation in 131 minutes, okay? Look what happened when I come into Smoke on the Water today. I know it's radio's not a visual medium, but is it fair to say I've done a little bleeding right out of the middle of my shin?
Yeah, absolutely.
I come in, I roll this dadgum radio box in, leave it standing up like I always do. Somehow, I guess some things have gotten dislodged and moved around where it became top heavy. Wham! And that is the result of the handle coming right down into my shin. You wait and see. That thing's going to be back in blue and you know what here. So I can't even do that well. And then I scared you on Saturday night when I finally came up with what my topic was going to be for my blog post that I do every Monday, which let me also rephrase this because it did not make it up there. I put across the top, this is an opinion piece, okay? I'm going to write opinion pieces, and I'm not going to just kill you with, listen, I'm not a writer for the Greenville News. So it's going to be, A, entertaining, B, thought, put some thought into it, and C, maybe take shot at some people. Like last week's, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, it was all Mark Ryan's fault that Florida and Miami moved their game up to August 24th. So this week I wrote, it's called, Is Anybody Really Watching? Saturday night when we were out, I turned to Chris Smith, who will be here in a little bit, and said, what do you know about summer league basketball outside of Zion got hurt in the first game and the people that bought way overpriced tickets for the second Pelican game got screwed? Is anybody really watching NBA basketball summer league action? I don't think so, Tyler. I texted you, what are you do? Are you watching summer league right now? And your response was, no, I was at a wedding, but I would have if I was at home. How can you be a father? How can you be a husband? How can you be an entrepreneur if you are home watching garbage? Because I'm not sure I'd not rather see people knit stockings than I would watch summer league basketball right now.
Oh, I will make time for summer league. What
are you learning? All right, that was sort of the point. These are the two things that I've come away with so far. Number one, a lot of these rookies look overrated, a la R.J. Barrett. All right, it looks like R.J. Barrett spent way too much time in high school going around to the 17 premier stuff and not working enough on individual skills in its game, and I think that showed up here in summer league basketball. Are you buying what I'm selling?
I think R.J. had a couple His last two summer league games were really good. He actually had a triple.
Well, I ain't watching anymore, so I wouldn't know that. The other two, you would think this all comes down to Duke. I thought about this morning. We mentioned Zion. Now we mentioned R.J. Barrett. The only other thing that I figured out of summer league is Grayson Allen's still a punk. So there's your trilogy of Duke basketball information, all right?
I have my own little interest in summer league. I was curious to see what Taco Fall was going to look like.
He's got a spot in the NBA. Somebody at some point has got a place for him because his hands are a lot better than anybody gives him credit for.
Yeah, and I mean, he looked really good in that Duke game before he fouled out. Of course, as a Bulls fan, I wanted to see what Coby White was going to look like in the NBA.
What he's going
to
look like?
Yeah,
he's playing against guys that are going to be in the G League.
Some of them.
Most of them, or overseas. Here's the other thing I figured out about this, and give it to me, 844-GSP-ESPN. We are looking at GMs making their decision on who their top five is once injuries take place to their roster. We are positioning for shots for being called up in the NBA. That's what summer league basketball is about.
And it's not just me. I looked it up, and actually ratings is up 6% from last year.
So they were for the look because it was all that first night.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was the highest rated thing that they have
that
had.
Felt
but
almost
that
like a real NBA
right,
game.
You're right.
Until he went down.
Then everybody's like, eh. I maintain, what is one of the reasons, Diesel? What is one of the reasons we as football fans, primary, when you put your focus down of your fandom, number one on Diesel and I is going to be college football, all right? Football as a whole, but college football. What's one of the great things about college football, Diesel, that makes you love it, that makes you relish it?
It's short. It's a limited asset in our lives. We don't get it all year, all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's 100% correct. You have to have something go away for a while for you to appreciate and love it. I'm almost thinking this is too much when it comes to the NBA because we're 6 weeks from training camp beginning. I saw the Charlotte Hornets announced today they are playing one of their preseason games in Winston-Salem. So we're already seeing that on Twitter. Yet we got summer league back. There is a oversaturation point, and I'm almost already getting tired of the NBA before we get to training camp.
The thing is, Sturge, you don't have to watch it.
I didn't.
If it's oversaturated in your mind, don't watch it.
But I was in an establishment that had it on in the background, which I haven't watched a minute of it at home. I have exercised that right.
And another reason, I hate to leave this out, there's a Greenville native who plays for the Brooklyn Nets right now who's drafted this year. I have a high interest in keeping up with him because I cover that school. Yeah.
They're great individual stories, but this is not who – if he makes it, this is not who he's going to be playing against come 6 weeks from now in training camp. So you can bring it to me. You can tell me I'm wrong. You can go onto the text line at 71307. Outside of that, you can go follow Tyler on Twitter at MySportsCulture. And pretty much the big news today is Ben Simmons getting a big contract. Philadelphia kind of putting their feet in the sand and going, here's who we're going to battle with over the next couple of years.
Yeah, they gave him a 5-year, $170 million extension. It's unbelievable. He got $170 million and never has hit an NBA three-pointer in his career so far.
Well, they got more money than they know what to do with up there. When we come back, it is open phones. Remember, the final segment every hour is open. You can hit us with what you want. We'll be switching gears to college football at 5 p.m., but a few other things, which includes you have your Wimbledon champions now. Did you even notice? So, Tyler, I hope you were actually training for your new job the other day. Do you know which competition was named a Fortnite at? Still played to this day.
I do not.
It's a Fortnite at Wimbledon. Means 2 weeks, does Fortnite. Does not mean this game that y'all play on your phones and your computers and things of that nature. But Serena Williams loses in the final the other day to Halep, and that was Halep's, second career major win. Are you buying what Serena was selling afterwards about maybe I need to play some more during the year and be more accustomed and ready to go in finals? Because I would think that is all second nature to her at this point.
Well, maybe she just needs to get back into the swing of things, you know, taking the time off after having a baby. And she just want to get back up to par of where she was before she left.
She's very gracious and everything else, but you know, I haven't played in a I'm just not prepared. Listen, sweetie, you played in so many Grand Slam finals. How's the Heart of Memphis Bank Open in July going to help you out? You know what I mean?
I guess competition is competition.
I guess so. I guess so. But it's good, I guess, to see some new females out there that are making their move toward the top, but the men do not have the same problem whatsoever. You have Djokovic knocking off Federer the other day, and by the way, that could have been the final from Wilmington from Wimbledon 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's usually one of those two holding up the trophy at the end every single year.
Yeah, and I can't think of another sport, even in golf. You know, you could say that mm-hmm. back in the day, but now you can't say it. Brooks Koepka, he was playing almost Little League baseball a decade ago. You know what I mean? So, tennis kind of interesting, and we will go from there. The Atlanta Braves, I mean, listen, could they have done any better coming out of the gate here with the 3-0 sweep at San Diego? Now the Braves and the Nats are just flat out hot right now. There's no other way to say it. We mentioned 8 out of 10 had the Washington Nationals won headed into the All-Star break. Braves have won 7 out of 10. Here's what we got in Major League Baseball. Now that we are in, push that over, we're like 58 games from the final, from the end of the season. So the Braves have about a 10-game lead, if you will, in just clinching a playoff spot, talking about wild card. So, I mean, they're way ahead. Here's where we are in Major League Baseball on June 15th. Atlanta leads the National League East. They are now 20 games above 500. Think about what they could have done here with a couple of blown saves in the beginning of the season. They could literally be like the Dodgers at this point with double-digit lead. You know what I mean? 7 games over Washington's not bad. 8.5 over Philly's even better. But it could have even been better for the Braves, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the driver's seat, 7-3 in their last 10 games. I'm just, as a local, so happy to see them.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, especially compared to last season. I'm just happy to see them back in the forefront.
I mean, Freddie Freeman came up big yesterday. He hits the big home run, but even more so in the bottom of the ninth, big scoop on a little dribbler that could have turned into a two-base error right there. Guy could have been on third base with one out instead. Freeman goes down and scoops it out and prevents any type of inning. And then you're just getting it from everywhere right now. In the NL Central, the Cubs are only 50-43. I mean, keep that in comparison to the Braves with 57 wins, but they do have 2.5 games on Milwaukee, 3 on St. Louis, and I believe Cincinnati's in last place in that division, but only 5.5 games back. The West is over. I mean, the Dodgers are 61-33. They have a 14-game lead on Arizona and Colorado. In the AL East, the Yankees 59-32. They're 6.5 games up on Tampa Bay, 9 games up on the Red Sox. The AL Central, the Twins are seeing Cleveland creep back in it. They're only 6.5 up. The AL West, now the Astros are 6 games up on Oakland, 9 on Texas. The Astros 59-35 overall. So here's how your wild card would break down as of right now. The number one in the wild card in the National League are the Washington Nationals, 2 Philadelphia Phillies, 3 Milwaukee Brewers. Over in the American League, it's Tampa Bay in the first slot, Oakland in the second, Cleveland in the third. And, Tyler, is there a franchise? I mean, we've had a movie made over it called Moneyball. you know, which featured Oakland. And how is there a franchise in sports that gets more with less than what the Oakland A's get year in, year out?
In major sports?
Yeah, Major League Baseball. I'm talking year in, year out. Go back. They're always in contention. They have a really terrible stadium. They have a market in Northern California where everything is about the San Francisco Giants and AT&T
right.
Park. Yet you look now, and every single year you see Oakland in contention for a playoff spot, and you go, how'd they do it? How'd they freaking do it?
The only team I can think of in sports would probably be the Patriots. I mean, if you take away Tom Brady, they basically have a lot of guys off the streets that they just pull in each and every year. But somehow they're in the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl for the last 10 seasons.
I mean, again, the Oakland Alameda Coliseum is nothing. Look at the Golden State Warriors. They had played at the arena there in Oakland forever.
Yeah.
Now they've opened a billion-dollar palace that they'll be playing in next year right there in downtown San Francisco. So everybody, for whatever reason, is coming back into San Francisco to play their sports, but it turns out living-wise, everybody's trying to get out of there. You know what I mean? It is $1 million for a dump to live in out there. Number two.
Isn't that
it's hard to walk down the street.
Silicon Valley?
Yeah, well, that's San Jose, Santa Clara, all that stuff is a good hour south of San Francisco.
Okay.
That's why when we were out at the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50, and then again this past January, a lot of our friends chose to stay in Santa Cruz because it's closer to the stadium than it is the stadium is to San Francisco.
Wow.
And it's a heck of a lot cheaper in Santa Cruz at $112 a night versus $300-$400 a night. And then, of course, when we come back, we'll start talking about some of the news for media days because that's begun. We'll get into a few other things. And then I want to talk with Chris Smith in the final hour about the British Open being played in Northern Ireland. Some people are unhappy with it. You know what I mean? So, again, some various things that we're going to get into. But one thing I want you guys to think about, who is your sleeper team in your conference? I mean, for Chris Smith, it would obviously be the Big Ten. For Diesel, it would be the Sun Belt. For me, it will be the SEC. Maybe we'll give you the ACC, Tyler. But I want to know, you can get in with us on the text line at 71307. You can get in with me at Sturgis Sports, at Chris Smith 1980, at My Sports Culture, and, of course, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Who is your sleeper team in your conference and maybe even nationally as well? We'll take those, but we've got questions of what we want answered from SEC Media Days in Hoover, which, again, likely to be the last season there, is they've already announced back at the College Football Hall of Fame for next year, and then downtown Nashville the following season. They are hinting at places like San Antonio, Charlotte. Listen, the reality is I think they found a way to make some more money when all is said and done. Also, we got some news for the ACC because I won't be there later on this week, and a whole lot more. But we're really switching some gears to college football. It all began earlier today in Hoover for us. We'll let you know who spoke. South Carolina, when do they come up to the podium? Who's representing the Gamecocks? And, of course, quarterbacks. Obviously, a big topic of conversation must be in the SEC. Lots of quarterbacks amongst the three players representing every school. Don't forget, you got us at on the radio.com app. Just download it, dial in ESPN Upstate. You can take us wherever you go. Or if you're sitting in your office at home, just dial in ESPNupstate.com, hit the listen live button, and that's all it takes. But we'll come back here to Smoke on the Water. The second hour, Talking Days, has begun. They begun in Hoover Wednesday. They begin in Charlotte for the ACC. We'll break it down and get into it when we come back. Again, your question of the day, who's the sleeper team in your conference?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.